After last week's violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, Confederate monuments have been taken down by force or by the act of a government official. We visited three still standing in the Northwest. We start this report with Molly Solomon near Vancouver, Washington.
If you pull off I-5 onto a private road just after Ridgefield, you'll see two flagpoles waving Confederate flags alongside the busy freeway. Below them are two stone markers honoring Jefferson Davis, president of the Confederacy. Both are now covered in black and red paint, with a sign left behind that reads, "Solidarity, take them all down." These markers used to sit on public land until 2007, when the cities of Vancouver and Blaine, Washington voted to remove them. That's when a group honoring Civil War veterans brought them to a privately owned park outside Ridgefield. John Sigmund is a commander for the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
Jefferson Davis was Secretary of War long before he was President of the Confederacy, and he's not a symbol of racism. We're as entitled to honor our ancestors as are any other group in America.
Sigmund says they're prepared to protect the monuments against further damage.
When push comes to shove, we're not wallflowers or patsies, and we will defend our property with whatever means are considered appropriate.
Sigmund said the organization will not remove the monuments and is stepping up security with armed guards at the park.
I'm Courtney Flatt in Richland. Right now, I'm standing on the corner of Lee Boulevard. Lee, as in Confederate General Robert E. Lee. In recent days, the thoroughfare's name hasn't set well with some people in town. A few are calling for its rededication, after another Lee, with a more acceptable past. Concerned citizens say a sign describing the street's namesake glorifies Lee's role in the Civil War, and the racism he defended. The Lee Boulevard sign reads in part, "He'd become a potent symbol of regional pride and dignity, and is still held in the same regard today." So, what's up with the street in southeastern Washington bearing a Confederate general's name? For that, you have to dig into Richland's history. In 1942, the federal government took over Richland to start the Hanford Project, and all of the government employees needed places to live. The town grew exponentially overnight. So did its roads. The Army Corps of Engineers and the Manhattan District Project named 120 streets after war veterans, engineers. Today, it may still be a long road to haul for those calling for the Lee Boulevard sign's removal or the street's rededication. The sign is on private property. It'll be up to the property owners or the groups that designed the sign to remove it.
I'm Phyllis Fletcher in Seattle. I'm standing in front of Lakeview Cemetery in the Capitol Hill neighborhood overlooking Lake Washington. It's been home to a monument to Confederate soldiers since 1926. More than a decade ago, someone ripped off its bronze cross and rifles and Robert E. Lee's head. 2 years ago, someone spray-painted F. White Supremacy on it after a white man shot 9 people to death in a black church in Charleston. For now, the cemetery is closed.
Hello, thank you for calling Lakeview Cemetery. Due to the controversy over Confederate memorials, Lakeview Cemetery will be closed until Monday, August 21st at 9 a.m.
Even Seattle's embattled mayor, Ed Murray, has called for the monument's removal in the final months of his term. The monument belongs to the Seattle chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. The chapter has been active here for more than 100 years. When the monument was tagged, the words were scrubbed off. Saving the money to replace the rifle and cross and Lee's head took years. I'm Phyllis Fletcher in Seattle.
I'm Courtney Flatt in Richland.
I'm Molly Solomon in Vancouver, Washington.